The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
Yeah. Saturday, game day. We're actually recording it early because we got stuff this weekend. I'm out of pocket all weekend. So I'm getting ready. When I give my plays on for Saturday, I'm going to give them Saturday morning. And then I'm out for the day. And then I'm going to give my plays on Sunday morning. And then I'm out for the day. But I feel like I'm going to have a fantastic. I do look a little bit tricky with the hair the way it is now, but I can't worry about it. Yeah, sitting across from the edge. We're just about to drop some winners. So talk to me Thursday. Anything Thursday you like? Boise, Colorado State. Horrible game. Boise laying 14. Total of 61.
Now I like the Friday games better.
So Florida Atlantic, Florida International, you got Florida Atlantic at 9-41.
No, I don't have any vibe on that game at all.
Yeah, because Florida International's only played. There's a lot of noise in the background. What's that noise? Is someone doing something? Nothing. Huh. Just shenanigan. Iowa, Minnesota.
We love Iowa. I think we both do, right?
Yeah, I would probably take – there's no way I would take Minnesota. I can see Iowa beating them by 2 touchdowns. See, I think Iowa's was – I thought Iowa
adjusted
was
line, winner, adjusted yeah. line, Iowa, adjusted line, lay 7.5, lay 9.5.
Exactly. That's and then East Carolina, Cincinnati, it's a big number to lay. I mean, you're talking about laying 28. I'm really not on that game. I do think they'll kill them. I mean, it's every game for Cincinnati at this point is huge, and every game for them is a beauty contest. So I will not be surprised.
I think the best play in that game might be. I think the best play in that game might be the ECU team total under,
or it might be the Cincinnati team total over, depending on what they put it.
Right, that, I'm with you. Yeah, either one of those.
Because Cincinnati will turn them over. They will destroy that offensive line. Cincinnati will. If they come to play, if they don't take this
I think they're going to struggle the whole time.
Miami VTech, interesting game. I think Fuentes is gone for sure this year. After this year, I just think I think he's another one that I would put in the sperm category as just a small drop. Well, I just do. I just think he's absolutely awful. Miami. Now, see, here's the thing. If Miami somehow loses this game, that 100% assures that the ACC championship is Clemson and Notre Dame.
It's the last big game left of the week.
It really is. I mean, it's an enormous game for them, and so is the Indiana-Michigan State game, because Indiana, you're going to look up, and they're all of a sudden, because they go to play Ohio State next week, and if Ohio State doesn't play this week, and somehow, and I think that, let me just look, I think that's at Ohio State, which is just unfortunate that Indiana doesn't get them there. But not that they would beat them anyway, but they're just not.
Makes it
not,
way tougher being at
yeah,
Ohio State.
Yeah, they're at Ohio State. But you got Ohio State who's going to get a week off. So that's another one. I would probably, from like we talked about, I would definitely lay the wood with Indiana. I haven't seen anything out of Rocky, the quarterback from Michigan State, that thinks he's going to go up and down the field.
I've seen plenty of turnovers from him. Both of the years I've seen him play now, terrible.
Yeah, I don't love him. Coastal and Troy, I think Troy sucks, like we talked about. I just don't think this is the normal, very good Troy team. They're not a great passing team. And that's if Coastal has a weakness at all, it's their pass defense. I mean, South Alabama was able to throw for, I don't know, 280 on them or 270. Troy is not a great passing team. Coastal's rush defense is pretty solid. Troy, on the other hand, can't stop the run or the pass, so they've got issues.
They're going to have a real issue with Coastal. I think Coastal is going to stay undefeated and cover again. I think that's probably one of the better plays of today, or well, Saturday.
I'll probably be laying that over in that game to my players. I'm not just going to tell you. I'm probably going. I know. Go ahead, shake your head. And when you look up and it's 38-17, all right, final,
I'm going to look up and it's going to be 30-0.
Might be though. It might be.
I know. I feel like I'd rather just lay the 10.
Middle Tennessee Marshall.
That's all you. You love Marshall.
No, I don't even like
every
the total.
Week you love Marshall. You might as well roll them this week. Why
I
not?
I can't even love the total, although Middle Tennessee can't stop anyone. And Marshall should shut them down. But we'll see. Western Carolina, Liberty, there's no total yet. Army Tulane's interesting because
nothing interesting about that game either, other than maybe an under. That's a terrible game.
Yeah, I would probably in that spot.
Can't take Army.
I mean, it's funny. Army's 6-1 and Tulane's 4-4 and Tulane's laying 6 points or five.
Because Army's the most fraudulent 6-1 to ever play football.
Aren't they? How about this one? TCU.
They play six high school teams?
How about West Virginia? Just lay what? Take West Virginia, lay the 3 against TCU. That's right.
Who? Against TCU? No. I'm not going to do that.
You like TCU in that one?
I don't like that game at all.
Me neither.
Another Vanderbilt. Under. I think that's another under.
South, there's not, dude, since they've taken the, I mean, we've had already, we're going to, by the time Saturday gets here, you already have like 12 games played. They've taken 10 off the board, and a lot of the garbage they have on here is just exactly what it is. Here's a game that I do think Fresno might plow Utah State. Utah State's really bad offensively.
Utah State looks so bad.
They look so bad offensively.
I mean, they just can't pick up the most simple blitzes. They can't. I mean,
no,
it's
first downs. They can't do anything pathetic. Correctly. So,
pathetic.
It is pathetic. UAB is only laying 14 to North Texas.
Only. I'd take the points there. Give me North Texas and the points.
Hey, I guess you like that.
I don't like it, but if I did that game, I would definitely, without question, I would take the points.
Here's the one game I'm going to say that this week they've underperformed all season, this team. And I mean underperformed big time. You and I thought they were going to be so good. Houston.
Auburn's not playing. Auburn was one of my big plays this week. They're not even playing.
Houston's laying 13.5 to South Florida.
Oh, that is another one. Yep.
I mean, Houston has underperformed and gotten pummeled at home a few times this year. They're 2-3 with the Rat's Nest. Clayton Tune, he looks okay at times, but now he's got a chance against a 1-6 South
Florida
team.
Played way better last year. Tune played way better last year. They're not getting the ball to Stevenson, but every other game, their premier wide receiver there at Houston. Their running game isn't the way I expected it to be.
Do they put it together the one game?
Oh, I mean, hell yeah. Against South Florida, lay the points. Take Houston. I love Houston. Another one of my plays that I might give out on Saturday. I still got to scope it out a little bit, but I don't believe in South Florida. South Florida covered last week. I can't believe they're going to cover two games in a row. I think South Florida is one of the worst teams in the NCAA.
Baylor, Nevada, New Mexico. Now, Nevada, New Mexico's 0-2. Nevada's 3-0.
New Mexico's living in a different – they're away every game because they're not allowed to play in New Mexico, so they're living in Las Vegas.
Right, and he's averaging –
in a hotel.
Carson at Nevada. Nevada is averaging – yeah, it says the game is at New Mexico, but – the game
they're not allowed
really,
to play in New Mexico.
Right. So they're the home team playing in Nevada because the game is at Sam Boyd
right.
Stadium in
and
Las Vegas, Nevada.
I would take New Mexico.
You would take the points there, huh?
Well, dude, you're living, breathing football. You're around all your – I mean, it's like you guys – and it's veteran – right now as we're recording, it's Veterans Day, so I don't mean this in any type of – you know, disparaging way. I just mean this. It's almost like you went to war with your boys. Like you didn't go to war. You just went overseas with your boys. It's just you and your boys. And all you're sleeping and eating and living every single day is you're living in a computer.
Why is New Mexico
trying to play football?
Why are they away from their state? Is their whole state infected? Is that the problem?
They are not allowed to play there. They cannot play there. You understand? They're not allowed to play. So they had to go live in Las Vegas in a hotel. They got their weight room in a hotel room. like in a conference.
You mean, so what you're saying is the game, it's New Mexico's the quote home team, but the game is in Los.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Vegas' stadium, or Nevada's home stadium, or actually it's in UNLV's home stadium, but it's basically a home game for Nevada.
Right.
And you're thinking that New Mexico, who, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Carson Strong for Nevada is the leading passer in the nation. And you're thinking after
ask me.
Again,
ask
wait a
me.
Minute. Hold on for a second.
Do I care?
And at San Jose State, they lost by 7. You know what? They did compete with Hawaii.
Of course they did. I know what they did. They, you know what they can do? Is score. They have a sneaky offense, and that's what covers when you're an underdog. You need – what do you need when you're an underdog? Some offense.
Sneaky
offense. You need
offenses.
Some offense. You need some backdoor fourth quarter points that another guy might not be expecting. But the edge gives you the edge in a terrible game. I wouldn't bet this game with your money. But I'll take New Mexico.
All right, here's one I'm definitely giving. I'm definitely giving Pitt and laying the wood at Georgia Tech.
Well, you're probably going to be a week late. Because
that's fine.
I was all over Pitt and Kenny Pickett
can't
last
do
week
it.
Against FSU.
Can't do them.
All right. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying with the way Georgia Tech, when they do give problems, okay, it's their quarterback running. It's them controlling the clock. You know, a few
hey,
mistakes
what happened
from old
in this
Pickett.
Game? What happens what? In this game? UNLV is at San Jose State. UNLV's 0-3 catching 15.5.
What happens in that game? You're asking me to tell the future of something that those kids don't even know. I mean, I can't tell you the offensive line play for those teams. I haven't broken down. You know how hard the San Jose State coaches are having trouble finding film for UNLV. You think I can find film for them?
I'm telling you, I watched San Jose State go into San Diego State, shut them down, and score on one of the better defenses, scoring up defenses in the country at that time. Last week, this UNLV team couldn't score against Nevada, got pummeled at San Diego State, got pummeled at home versus Fresno. I think they're going to be in trouble in that game. I'm going to have to do
well,
a little work.
Well, I'm riding
work.
With the Skip Dog. Got to ride with Skippy little... on that. Sounds like you love it.
Well, no, I just have watched. I've watched now Starkle or whatever his name is might have gotten
you know
hurt for
name.
San Jose. He might have got knocked out of the game last week
well,
at San Diego State.
Well, might be a big deal then because that's
right,
a
well,
premier.
Because the backup I don't love, and I need to find out if he's coming
okay.
back in.
I
do like BC plus the points at 13.5. It's just a game that
we
Notre Dame – coming off that huge win, it's just
all
a game
all the Sharps love it. What are you talking about? Of course we love it. The Sharps, we're sharp. They're sharp. Just
everybody's
kidding.
Sharp. All right, here's my over.
We don't usually
over.
Care about that, but
here's
I'll tell
my
you what,
one
that
over.
Is a hot play this Saturday.
I'll tell you
up.
What's a hot play is over 66 in my Wake Forest, North Carolina game. Over. Love it. Given that
I do like
out,
that.
Right?
That's one of your overs I
come
do
on,
like.
Oh, man. That's going to end 49-27, 75 points, over 66. Book it, lock it, lock it in, people. That's a big fatty. I love that game. I do. I love that one. Let's see.
Well, we what talk, about Wisconsin? God,
there is so much poo out there.
Is Wisconsin actually playing a football game?
Yeah, and the kid Wirtz is supposedly going to play at Michigan. I think I'd fire Harbaugh literally before he got back into the locker room if they lose this one, right? I mean, I know the season's over, but you got to win some big game. I mean, they got boat race last year at Wisconsin.
Well, they're, you know what they are? An underdog at home. That's what they are. They're 5.5-point underdog at home.
Exactly. That's crazy.
So, in that game, that is a tricky – that number is just like – you look at that number, you're like, wow, they're just giving away money. If you're betting Michigan, it's like free money. I don't know. I have to – oh, God, it's tough.
Well, you got to think about it. Wisconsin at this point has played one game. They won't have played for like damn near 3 weeks.
I know.
Now they're against the hunger. It's got to be one of the – I mean, unless they've just quit on Harbaugh, and we don't know if they've quit on Harbaugh, but maybe they did.
All right, here's what I will say about that game. I think if I did bet it, I would have to, and I can't find it right now. But there will be an adjusted line for Michigan. You'll probably be laying 3.5 or something, and it'll be really juicy odds because the money line is plus 175. I would take if I had to bet that game. Now, Wisconsin could house them by 30. I'm just telling you, if I had to make a wager on that game, I would take Michigan alternative line, laying 3.5 or whatever it is, and take those juicy odds.
I'm going to take Arizona State against Cal, who's got all kinds of people infected there. They probably won't even play the game. They might cancel it. But if they do play it, give me Arizona State.
Now, hold up. You just gave an over. You meant Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Correct.
But you love NC State to pummel Florida State, too.
I do. I think they'll destroy them.
I agree with that. Like, yeah,
when
do like
when
both.
You have as – look, and maybe they won't cover. When you have as much dissension on the Florida State team, they got guys quitting daily.
Correct.
So obviously inside that locker room, Norvell was not the right hire at Florida State with that group of young, wonderful men that are at Florida State, because they have spit on them. They've walked out on them. They've ratted on them. They've turned them in. That program's a disaster. And NC State is not some bad, horrible team. NC State, I mean, are they great? No, but I feel like NC State.
Their new quarterback looks better than Leary did.
Yeah, Hockman, I think, looks good. This is a 4-3 team that's looking to go 5-3 against a 2-5, 1-5 Florida State team that literally, besides their win against North Carolina, they've all quit. So I'm going to hammer that game.
I got one for you. I'll take Kyle Whittingham with a high school team versus Chip Kelly. Any day, anywhere, I'm going to lay the points blind. Haven't seen Utah play a game. I'm going to lay the points 3.5, Utah, pound UCLA.
Yeah, I like that one too. There's some good late night action. The best late night action might be Saturday. Other than that, dude, I think we're going to have to wrap it, man. It's a light card. You got 10 games canceled. Probably going to have more by Saturday. We'll be on the Twitter handle on Saturday, or you will for sure. I'll give my plays out early.
Well, like you think Penn State's going down?
No, I really don't think Penn State will go. I mean, I don't think they're any good. But you go 0-4, then obviously maybe they will. Maybe they've quit for the season. I don't know.
Right. Well, like we talked about on the main pod is, you know, you don't know who's starting at for Nebraska at quarterback. And I feel like both of them are pretty much running backs at this point. And maybe I'm wrong about McCaffrey. But last one I'll throw out real quick is if Rutgers, you know, a lot of people are saying Rutgers is a real football team this year. Well, then they should beat Illinois by a touchdown. But other than that, like you said, it's terrible games.
It's not a lot of good games. Now,
and we've already talked about where the money – I mean, where some games are.
I think
are.
We found some nuggets.
So what's your official pick on the Vatek-Florida game, which is when I'm looking up and down the card, it's the only one where I'm like, all right, that's a real game. You know, another one that's slipping through the cracks even on the main pod is Florida and Arkansas. I haven't said a peep about – not a little peep, nothing about it. Arkansas could hang with them. Arkansas's got legit cornerbacks. I'm telling you, Arkansas could definitely hang with them if they play that defense that they know how to play.
They could, and especially you have Florida coming off their biggest win of the year. And you might have Pitts, who is the best. He's one of the best players in college football that no one talks about. He's the tight end that got absolutely destroyed. He's really a hybrid. He'll be probably a tight end in the NFL if they balk him up, but he runs like a damn receiver. All he does is score touchdowns.
Look like Ronnie Lott. Look like Jack Tatum came down from the heavens and just pummeled him. I mean, he got hit so hard. I thought we were watching real football again.
And the guy that hit him, he didn't know what he was.
Let me tell you. At safety, boy. That safety came in and did. You know what he did? His job. You know what happened? He got ejected.
He got ejected, and he walked to the other sidelines for a second. He did what they did in Remember the Titans when they got pummeled, man. And when you watch that movie, weekend, Friday boys. Night Lights, man, he get in the wrong. They don't know whether what side of the line.
Hey, good luck this weekend. Coastal wins by 30. Pound it.
Coastal wins by 30. NC State rolls. A lot of points in Carolina. And we'll have some more games. At least I'll be giving them out to the players. I feel a great weekend coming because I'm not giving out. I'm giving out. I might give out the NC State line. Everything else is totals. I love
you
it.
You got the edge.
All right, boys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.